Well, this week I would normally begin by talking about the Orange or the Bills, but I'm going to save that for a little later on. First, I'm going to begin with a little good news for the people around Seneca Falls. Fran Barbary on Sunday put rumors to rest. There had been rumors that had been circulating that this might be the last St. Anthony Italian Festival, but during the Father Beatini Award Mass, Fran Barbary put them to rest by saying it will continue. And that is terrific news for all the people around Seneca Falls who've grown accustomed to this great Labor Day tradition. It's been going on for 10 years. Ever since I was 10 years old. It's been going on since 1981, born out of a unspeakable tragedy that happened in Italy in 1980, that earthquake that destroyed the church where a lot of the ancestors of the people of Seneca Falls came from. It started back in 1981 and has grown to be a great Labor Day tradition. But the recent years, especially with weather, plus lack of a lot of support for it at times, seemed to almost doom it. But Fran Barbary said, as long as there's support, as long as there's a committee for it, it will continue. And it is a great thing. I've been going to it a lot of my life. But I mean, she touched on something. There needs to be more support from the younger generation of Italians in Seneca Falls to help lead this festival in the future. She even said, even non-Italians, like me, who is mostly Irish, should help step up and support this festival. It is a great thing for Seneca Falls, and I commend Fran Barbary for saying that it will continue. St. Anthony's is a great festival. Let's keep it going, residents of Seneca Falls. Well, I'm going to go from that to talking about one troubling thing I saw over the weekend. It looks as though a referee in Texas came under attack. Apparently, some players didn't like the fact that this referee kicked a couple of their teammates out of the game. So what did they do on a play? They charged and they beat up on the ref. One blindsided him, one speared him. Of course, you see what happened to those two. They are now suspended, not only from school, they're suspended, from playing and everything. Thing is, you gotta wonder, is Marty Lyons the coach of this high school football team? I don't think so. But of course, people from 30 years ago remember he gave Jim Kelly the business, and the ref had to say it. Personal foul on, I forget what Marty Lyons' number is, for giving him the business over there. Well, you know, that was a definite personal foul by these players, because they gave the ref the business. And you know what? Attacking refs and attacking any authority figure on any playing field, be it a basketball court, be it a soccer field, be it a football field, that's just plain wrong. Yeah, it's okay to argue with the ref and, not really get overzealous about it, but attacking a ref, that is going too far. And I'm going to go from there to talking about what seems to be the police being targeted. You know, the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of troubling things going on. All these negative reports this year about the police have definitely stirred the public up about them, and it seems as though it's the police that have come under attack. And, the way I see it, I have to say to the media, you know what? You're partly to blame. Look at all of these negative reports you've been saying about the police when they've confronted and they've shot supposedly unarmed people. And I'm not going to go into specifics, but you know, I think the media's kind of helped stoke it. Because you know, there's no respect for authority anymore. We should respect those men and women in uniform. And you know what? They're here to do a great job. And the thing is, the police always do a great job. My condolences to the families of the policemen, especially the one there in Texas and the one there in suburban Chicago, who is due to retire in a few weeks. My hat's off to those two for doing such a great job, and I am very sorry for the families of those two to go through such a heinous thing. You know, we need to respect the police more. We got this thing of brazen attacks against the police has to stop. And you know, there's still people who support the police, and I am one of them. And I hope this year people support Chris Denny as he becomes the school resource officer for the Seneca Falls School District. Chris is a great young person, a good young cop, and I know he'll do a good job. So please, support the men and women in uniform. Stop this violence. And speaking of violence, the dentist there who shot that lion there in Zimbabwe is going back to work. After 6 weeks of hiding and everything, he's decided that he needs to start his business again. Are you sure that's a good idea? There still is a furor over what happened there in Zimbabwe. You killed that majestic lion under some very questionable circumstances. But you know, everybody seems to throw support before this lion, and I kind of wonder what other lions are thinking. There's probably going to be a pride showing up at your doorstep going, you hear that? You better start running. And last but not least, I'm going to very quickly talk about the Orange and the Bills. Heck of a win for the Orange, but it came at a price. Yeah, it was 47-0 was the final score. But we lost Terrell Hunt again. He had an awkward step on the Carrier Dome turf, and down he went in a heap, tearing his Achilles tendon, ending his year in just the first quarter of the first game. But I do have to give kudos to Eric Dungy, the true freshman who stepped in and did a pretty decent job leading the Orange in his absence. He's got to refine some of his passes, but I think the Orange may be in good hands with Mr. Dungy. But I mean, this week is going to be a big test. Wake Forest is definitely a little better than Rhode Island. We'll see how Dungy does against Wake Forest. And also, it's time for the Bills again, would probably their best team in a long time. Although people are wondering, they cut Matt Castle. Was that the right move? They're going with Tyrod Taylor as their starter and E.J. Manuel as their backup. No Matt Castle, who all along looked to be penciled in as the starter. But we'll see if Rex Ryan knows what he's doing. We go up against a team and we may need a little bit of luck going up against Indianapolis. Get it? And all, as I should say, the Mets and the Yankees are doing pretty good in baseball. It could be another Subway Series. But you know, with the Mets, it could almost be a cliche. And of course, that's what I need. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my stuff for this week. And I ain't gonna give anybody the business like Marty Lyons.